from Washington, that's VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Turkish government jails human rights workers.
Turkey is on a one-way track to a very dark and dangerous place right now.
That's John Dalwiesen. He's the Amnesty International Director of Europe and Central Asia. Workers from one of the most renowned human rights organizations have been accused of supporting terrorism.
In the early hours of this morning, six representatives of some of Turkey's most prominent human rights organizations, including, as you know, our director, İdil Ezer, were remanded in custody on the most spurious terrorism charges.
It's not exactly certain which terror organization they are suspected of helping.
This is beyond an attack on manifestly innocent individuals. This is an attack on the core of Turkish civil society.
Now, the United States has come out and they have urged Turkey to drop the charges, free the six prisoners, and lift provisions of the country's state of emergency that allow what the U.S. spokeswoman called the indiscriminate prosecutions of individuals. Amnesty's workers were denied access to a lawyer or the right to contact their family members for 28 hours.
But I think the reality is no government critic, no human rights organization can consider itself safe in Turkey of today. What happened last night was a seismic shift in how the Turkish human rights community needs to be thinking about itself, will be thinking about how it can operate in Turkey today.
Now, four of the workers have been released from custody but are barred from traveling abroad and required to regularly report to police. This is VOA News. White House officials confirmed Tuesday night that the U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin held a second, previously undisclosed meeting at the G20 summit earlier this month in Germany. The two presidents met face-to-face for the first time in Hamburg on July 7th for more than 2 hours of talks that were extensively covered at the time, but it has now emerged that Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin had a second discussion during a dinner that same evening for the heads of state from the Group of 20 and their spouses. President Trump took to Twitter immediately to repudiate the media reports, quoting here, "Fake news story of secret dinner with Putin is sick." There was no immediate word on what was discussed at the meeting, which lasted roughly an hour, according to reports. A small group of protesters stood silently today in Gdansk, Poland, holding signs written in English, obviously for the television cameras. One young lady has learned just enough English to let the rest of the world know where she stands.
Przyszłyśmy tutaj dzisiaj przywitać księżną i księcia. We still want to be free.
Former Polish president and historic icon Lech Wałęsa on Tuesday said he was ready to join the demonstrations in Warsaw as Poland's parliament debated a bill the critics say would erode the independence of the judiciary. He said it's good that the people are waking up because if they don't, we would be approaching the hour of the uprising. I hope we won't need to enter into this hour, but we can't let our homeland be ruined like this. That's why we need to do all that's possible to remove these people from power to convince them. The ruling Law and Justice Party, which has defied past accusations by critics, including the European Union, that its policies undermine media freedom and civil liberties, is seeking reforms it says will make the Supreme Court more accountable. Nobel laureate Malala Yousafzai on Tuesday condemned China's treatment of her fellow Peace Prize winner Liu Xiaobo following his death of liver cancer in custody last week. The 61-year-old Liu was jailed for 11 years in 2009 for inciting subversion of state power after he helped write a petition known as Charter 08 calling for sweeping political reforms in China. His incarceration meant he was unable to collect his Nobel Peace Prize in 2010. Malala talked about her fellow Nobel Peace Prize recipient.
Tragic that he has passed away and we have lost someone like him, but I'm hoping that people will learn from what he did and join together and fight for freedom, fight for people's rights, and fight for equality.
Her trip was aimed at raising awareness in Nigeria of educational problems. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.